Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, April 8th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we're on page 89, the second paragraph. Life will take on new meaning through one paragraph ending bright spot in our lives. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Audrey C., 12 Traditions, Mary P., readers of the text, Dana P., Becca R., and Ann S.C.H. The reference number for Monday, April 7th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,322. That's 22322. And for this morning, Tuesday, April 8th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 22,324. That's 22324. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Chanel T. and Leslie M. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I'll now ask Audrey C. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Audrey C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you so much, Audrey C. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks very much for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 89, the second paragraph. Life will take on new meaning through one paragraph ending, bright spot in our lives. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. And I'll now ask Dana P. to please read and then share with us.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, my fellows. Dana P. in California. Excuse me, I have a little frog. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is the experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. I kind of shared in the before meeting, life will take on new meaning. Yes, it will. And it is a bright spot of our lives. Yes, it is. And that is the truth for me. You know, it's, but yesterday I was thinking about the paragraph before, or this morning I'm still thinking about the paragraph before, when Bill W. was essentially trying to recruit other alcoholics into understanding that about the spiritual experience and what was going on. But they wouldn't have any of it. And he was so frustrated and really depressed. And he just, you know, blurted out to Lois, you know, am I not doing any good? Am I not helping? And she turned and looked at him and said, you know, you're sober, Bill, you're still sober. And another thing I heard yesterday was the inoculation. So we're talking about immunity from what? You know, our compulsive overeating and for me also the vomit, bulimia, compulsive exercise, and all the other isms in my life. And it, truly, you know, I'm a nurse, so I thought for sure I was in a service profession and I was providing service, which I'm not 100% selfish, but, you know, I had selfish motives around that. And in the process of working these steps and working with others, I've realized in such a big way that really my only purpose in life, this new meaning in life is that I'm on a mission for God. And I'll just say, use the word God, but you know, there's a higher purpose here. And whatever that purpose is what my life is all about now. And the other thing I just wanted to say about this paragraph that's so beautiful is that the isolating nature of this disease and how it really just pushes us down smaller and smaller into an isolated nothingness. And here this paragraph is saying your life is going to take on new meaning and people are going to recut. And all these people around you, this fellowship growing up around you, you're a part of that. And I never, ever felt like I was a part of anything. And if I did, I was kind of deluding myself so that I could just pump myself up to feel better. And down in the bottom here, it says frequent contact with newcomers. That is the most important thing in this program, that the newcomers, and to be a resource, if you will, a fellow, a friend, a partner in solving this crime, if you will, that is our purpose here. And it is truly the bright spot. You know, I looked through in the first 164 pages, I know we talk about this word sponsor, and that 12th step is about sponsoring. Well, that word sponsor does not come up anywhere in 164 pages of this book that we're studying this morning. It's about connecting with others and guiding them or showing them through our experience, strength, and hope how to get a spiritual experience through the work of these steps. So I think I'll pass with that, Dawn, and I'm really grateful to be here and grateful to be connecting with fellows this morning. Thank you.
Ah, thank you so much, Dana P. from California. Great way to get us started. And I'll now take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Chanel G, Los Angeles.
I heard Chanel T. Who else was in there? Susan G.
CT from California.
CT from California?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else?
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Jeff A.
Robin P. And was that Jeff A?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have Chanel T, Susan G, CT, Robin P, and Jeff A. Was there anybody else I missed? All right. Beautiful lineup. Let's go ahead. Chanel T, please get us started, followed by Susan G.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your This is Chanel T, Washington. I'm grateful and recovered today by the grace of God. And this is yet another beautiful promise in this book, just a beautiful promise, series of promises here. You know, like everything else, except my abstinence and my admission of powerlessness and unmanageability. Other than that, I do this program imperfectly. I was petrified to sponsor, which is what this is talking about in the previous paragraph for sure, and throughout the chapter. I was so terrified. But I had also heard that you need to do it. And I have to give away what I have in order to keep it, which, like everything else in this program, if I try to break that down, it doesn't make logical sense. It makes sense because my higher power makes it sense. And that's my program. It doesn't make sense. It's God who makes it make sense. And I've got some pretty dark things going on with my daughter right now, who is 18, and it's painful, and I'm trying not to choke up over that. But this program, this life that I have, the friendships I have, seeing another person get through the steps, and I got to be alongside her as she does it, because that's what I do as a sponsor. I'm not above. I'm not in front of. I'm alongside. This book is already written. Their higher power is already their higher power. I get to see this gal as she's launching into sponsor others to with others intensively. And it's just beautiful to be alongside her, and I'll continue to be. I won't be leaving her. I just will be working less intensively with her as she works with others. It's a beautiful thing. The friends I have here, the fellows, getting to be and talk with newcomers, it is a bright spot in my life. Huge bright spot shining through my life, and I hope that to be a conduit, a carrier of that light that's really higher powers. It's, I'm telling you, I've never known anything, and I am 57 years old. It is such a beautiful thing for me. Going in other areas of life, this always comes through for me, and I am so grateful, and with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Chanel T. from Washington. Susan G., it's your turn to share, followed by CT.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Good morning, everybody. Susan, recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. Thank you, Dana, for getting us started. When I was moderating yesterday, I'm like, I missed that first paragraph. But tomorrow, I've got to get on quick. Everybody loves these paragraphs. Gosh, there is so much here. And who knew that I needed my life to take on new meaning? I just needed a diet. I didn't need a new meaning. I didn't know that God was going to enter into my heart and all of you were going to come along and this fellowship growing up about me. You know, I'm very fortunate. Before we went into COVID, a big fellowship here in Los Angeles. And now I can't keep up with what meetings I want to go to, where I want to be, because if I go at this time, I see my friends in Europe, I do this. And there's so much going on. And it really is an experience you must not miss. Make those phone calls, return those phone calls, because it really is the bright spot. And, you know, they don't use the word sponsor in this book. They certainly do in the AA 12 and 12, because they also were armed with more facts about themselves 20 years later. And you cannot do this alone. And you can't self-sponsor. And when I say you, I mean me, because I tried it all of these ways. And I have so many lanterns on my path. And I never thought I was lonely. So many friends. I'm invited everywhere. But there was a fellowship that I craved that I didn't even knew existed, of people who once felt like me and people who come into these rooms and they want to feel that change and they want what we have and they want to do the work, and we open our arms and our hearts and we let them in. So if you're scared to sponsor, that's okay. I sponsor very differently now to how I did 20 plus years ago. But there are directions here for sponsorship. And as it was promised yesterday, we will also have immunity from eating, vomiting, starving if we continue on this path working with others. So thank you, and I look forward to hearing from all of you. Thank you, Dawn. I pass.
Thank you so much, Susan G. from California. CT, it's your turn to share, followed by Robin P.
Good morning, everyone. I'm CT, that's initial T. I'm in Orange County, California. I love the lead this morning, and then followed by the other shares. That's why I come here, to hear the word of God, my God, Judy, come to me in the voices of others who are understanding and doing the same thing I'm doing. I love that it was mentioned that they don't mention sponsorship in the first 164, because there's so many other ways to work with others. I do this thing when I go into like one of my home groups. I like see somebody new come in and I'm going to watch them. And sometimes they stay and sometimes they don't, but the ones that stay, because we don't know, maybe they stay and they just don't come to that meeting anymore. That's hopeful. That's what I hope for. But somebody may stay and I watch them, and you know, the hoodie comes down and the first chip gets taken, and you know, the 30-day chip and the 60-day chip and the first share, and then there was this guy that I was watching for 2 years, and I would text him from time to time. He had a lot of stuff going on, and it doesn't have to be female to female. And I know that when we talk about sponsorship, we talk about women sponsor women and men sponsor men, but that's not a rule either. But anyway, this dude, I was having a really bad day. Oh my gosh, I was having so many struggles. I have an older mom trying to manage her health care taxes, trying to manage my taxes, my health care, and you know, our health care system is just so hard to navigate. And I was just feeling so overwhelmed. And I got this text, and it was a photograph of Jason and his 2-year chip. And like that drink or like that food, that sense of ease and comfort came over me. and there is nothing like that. It's a complete magic. And, you know, I'll have a sponsee that'll call or check on me. Or I do this thing also that I'm not a big, like, relationship through texting, but that's the way of the world now. And so I'm trying to mold myself into being open to other ways to connect with people. And I'll just send a text out. It's a, just, I'm thinking about you, sending you love, hearts, a picture of my altar, praying for you today, that sort of thing. And that gets me out of me. And then I'm not thinking about food for magically. And every time I go to a meeting, I'm not thinking about food. I'm not thinking about me. So the way of this program with first taking care of me and second, watching out for others is the magic that I looked for all my life. And with that, I'm so grateful. And bless them, change me, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, CT, and her initial is T, and she's from California. Robin P. and Jeff A., it's now your time, followed by Jeff A., it's your turn to share now, Robin. But before you share, I'd just like to remind people, we're talking about page 89 today, the second paragraph. Life will take on new meaning through one paragraph ending, bright spot in our lives. So Robin P., please share with us, followed by Jeff A.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Dawn. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovery compulsive overeater in Costa Rica and soon to be in the U.S. and then London. So we leave on the 17th. So I'm just so grateful because I have so much going on. And, you know, Einstein said you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that the problem has. You have to go up to a different mindset, have a bigger picture. And I feel like that's recovery for me. You know, it's there's so many things going on right now with us getting ready to leave for at least 8 months. And with these two dogs who we've been fostering and been trying to find them a home for a year and a half. And like, just all this stuff is coming to a head. And I just, then I work with a sponsee this morning and I think, oh, everything's fine. Because everything is fine. You know, I've had this tooth thing here and a dentist that I didn't, just something that went wacky reminded me of Little Shop of Horrors. And, you know, it just, I thought, oh my gosh. And then I work with somebody or I get in the steps or I talk to my sponsor or talk to someone in my God squad and all of a sudden everything is fine. And that's the miracle and magic of this program because everything is fine. And I just get to trudge the road of happy destiny along with all of you and know that all is well. And I just get to keep practicing my faith. And, you know, because I feel like, okay, this is the 11th hour. What are we doing? You know, and it's, you know what? God's 11th hour might be different than mine. And also, you know, I'm taking all the actions I can for the best solution for these beloved dogs and for us. And in all different areas and just seeing where the door opens. And, you know, and I feel like I get to have faith and be up there with God and the angels instead of worrying and getting myopic, like take a bigger view. And every time I work my program with along with my fellows and be part of my fellowship and get out of myself, it's such a blessing living in 10, 11, and 12. And I'm so grateful that I'm on a 10-step thread that's so great. There are hundreds of people on there. And every time someone goes, hey, anyone has time for 10 steps, always someone's right there. And it's such a blessing to receive them. It's such a blessing to give them. It is the bright spot of my life. And this is my real family. And these are my real friends. And it's just all God. This is all God. I have so many friends. I used to be so alone. It was such a disease of isolation. You know, I always say it's, you know, isolation and illness begin with I and wellness begins with we. And the more we I have, the better I do. And that's this paragraph to me. God bless everybody with a really blessed afternoon day. Thank you, Dawn, and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Jeff A., it's your turn to share, and then I'll take some more names.
Yeah, this is Jeff A., California. Gosh. I was having a nightmare a couple of weeks ago, and which fortunately I don't have too often. but it seemed so real. In the middle of the night, I just woke up. Immediately, I had to write down what the dream was, because the program tells me to do it, and I need that rigorous thing. I have to do that, and I thought maybe I'll feel better. And then a person called me, and I'm a speaker coordinator, and she said, gosh, I lost my sobriety and I can't speak. My first thought now was, gosh, what can I do to help her? It's like, what? No, my first thought would be something else, you know, or not even text back. You know what I mean? It's like, what the heck is going on in my life? I love it, you know. So I was able to encourage her and say, but you're doing the job and it'll be, you know, fine, maybe not the right word, but it's okay because you're back in the, you're in the program, you see what, you know, it, anyways, it was a short back and forth, but it was just like, I still finished the writing about the nightmare, but it was so much better for me. Man. And then we're going to get a car, and we went to the dealership, and we're going to think about it. We're going to do it today. And my wife was just, she'd like this car, but she has this fear. She's not in program or anything. And I just had a, we talked quite a bit that yesterday. And then later on, I came back and said, you know what? Maybe God has this, he wants this car for you. And we don't know what, why, but she has had a good feeling about it the whole time. So I said, so let's just do it. So today we said, yeah, let's just do it. God has a plan and let's just go with it. And, you know, that's another really big positive thing in my life where, my higher power has a plan, and I'll just try and do what he asked me to do, even though it makes no sense maybe to me or whatever. It doesn't matter. And this has happened a lot. So, and I have a lot of, I have a God squad that he, and all this stuff is like, good grief. My life's still me, but, you know, because I'm a messy human being. But, okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jeff A. from California. And we're sharing on page 89, that second paragraph, life will take on new meaning through one paragraph ending, bright spot in our lives.
And Jennifer, I'd now like to California. Take...
Okay, just one second. Thank you, Jennifer. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So Jennifer would like to share. And what's your initial, Jennifer?
G.
Jennifer G. Perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Hi.
And
Jennifer Dore. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did I hear Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara, what's your initial, Barbara?
S from New York.
Perfect. And who else did I hear? I have Jennifer G., Barbara S. Who else would like to share on this paragraph? Star one, if you'd like to share. Okay, Jennifer G., why don't you go ahead and share with us, followed by Barbara S., and then I'll take some more names after that. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you. I'm Jennifer G., California, recovered compulsive overeater. I love this paragraph. Love, love, love it. And I find this all to be so true, for me, life has taken on a new meaning and I have purpose. I live alone, but I'm not lonely. I tell people I live with my cat and God. Oh, well, God and my cat, that order. My life is full. I work this, and it's because I work this program daily. I'm abstinent. I go to meetings, I sponsor, I do 10 steps, I hear 10 steps, I make outreach calls, and I have a sponsor, and I listen for opportunities to help others and do help where I can. I say yes to requests in all areas of my life, and my life has totally changed in the last 2 years since I've been here. It's full of purpose, and I am so grateful. I have an abundance of joy because it's all because I was blessed with this disease that brought me to OA. Eternally and incredibly grateful. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer G. from California. Barbara S. From New York, it's your turn to share, and then I'll take some more names. Star one, Barbara. Okay, we can't hear you, Barbara.
Hello, are you able to hear me? This is Barbara S.
Yes, we can hear you now. Okay. Thank you.
I think I was pressing the wrong buttons. Glad to be here. Just the phrase working with others is something I guess I have to work on more. Somebody from another meeting always introduces herself as a child of God, and I think most of my life I felt, not consciously, that other people were children of God, but I wasn't sure what I was. Now I'm 79, so it's about time that I keep on feeling, oh, God, I wish I felt like this before. You know, not at this age. You know, I'm not guaranteed how much longer I'll be here, but I'm glad that I'm feeling part of, and that's why I'm sharing, to feel part of. I'm not a person that's, I'm talkative, I'm friendly, I'm involved with other people, but not fully there. I've used food in the past as my friend, and maybe it's a message from God. I've had stomach problems, which causes me to eat less and be more careful, not 100%. I still don't have structure with my food, and that's something I need. So I need to write down my food so I know, you know, when I don't feel good, I'll look and see, oh, what did I eat yesterday? It sounds very simple, but I'm not doing it. So here I am and sharing something negative but yet positive that I am actually sharing it. So I'm glad to be here, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara S. from New York. And I'll now take a list of names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 89, the second one, second paragraph, life will take on new meaning through one paragraph ending bright spot in our lives. Who would like to share?
Cynthia C. from New Hampshire.
Cynthia C., New Hampshire.
Patty M. from Vermont.
Patty M., Vermont.
Denise O., California.
Denise O., California. Who else would like to share? Just press star one. Okay. All right, well, let's go with that lineup. I have Cynthia C., Patty M., Denise O. So, Cynthia C., please share with us.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for your service, moderator. My name is Cynthia C. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And practical experience shows that nothing will so much as ensure immunity from
drinking as, or eating or whatever our addiction is, as intensive work with other alcoholics. You know, this is a kind of a warning and a hope, and it gives us hope, right? If we don't work with others, we are going to fail, right? Other activities will fail. So even though this is the 12th suggestion, you know, these steps are suggestions, they're suggested. However, if we don't work them, they don't work, and we won't see any change in our life. So I know that was the above paragraph, and then life will take on new meaning. So once we've done this work and we share it with others, life takes on a new meaning. To watch people recover, you know, I've just recently taken two people through, and to see them start to bloom, it really is a beautiful thing. And it has helped ensure my immunity to alcohol as well. I mean, to food as well. To have friends, you know, to have people that you can call and connect with. I'm an isolator by nature. You know, I like to be by myself and do my own thing and withdraw. And, you know, that is part of my disease. So I don't want to miss this frequent contact with newcomers and each other is the bright spot of my life today. And, you know, even when I don't want to do that, because I can slip back into my, but, you know, connecting with others is so crucial for somebody like me and my disease. And, you know, and also even when I am really practicing these principles in all my affairs, I want to socialize more with others. You know, I don't live alone. I live with a husband, and, you know, my service has to start there. And that is, you know, the hardest thing. But it's gotten so much better because of this work. So, you know, and to see others, you know, go through, to see them bloom and just, you know, be able to work with their own sponsees or fellows and others to see the light and to grow this program. That's how this, you know, this started with two people. You know, a light, you know, God came into light with two people, and it has just blossomed, and we are just so blessed to have this essence of recovery and light and love. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for sharing with us. Cynthia C. from New Hampshire. Penny M., it's your turn to share, followed by Denise O.
Hi, I'm Patty, a recovered compulsive overeater, bulimic, with a history of anorexia, and thank you so much for this meeting. I'm not a regular here, but I love this book, and you know, my life, the meaning of my life, I thought was, you know, basically me, myself, and I, and my disease and my suffering, and I just wallowed in self-pity. And you know, with my compulsive overeating and with my food disorder, you know, I just lived in this place of, you know, pitiful, incomprehensible demoralization of overeating, using laxatives, getting rid of the food somehow, undereating, being underweight, overexercising. You know, we all know the drill. And then somebody one day said, you know, told me to read The Promises, and, you know, and I never thought that I would have anything to offer, because that's how self-absorbed I was. And these people just reached out to me and helped me. And there was the only thing they wanted for me was to recover. And that's what Bill and Bob wanted, because nothing else could save them. And no one else speaks our language better than the people here in this program. So I just was thinking as we were reading this, you know, you will know a new freedom and a new happiness. And yes, life does take on a new meaning, because, you know, at one point, I came across somebody whose story was very similar to mine, and I didn't feel alone anymore. I didn't, you know, that terminal uniqueness was finally done. And today, it's a true joy to see people who come in feeling the way, you know, we can feel when we're new, and then and to see them get well, there's no greater gift. And I truly believe this is God-given, and this is probably one of my very few shares here, but thank you so very much. I will share the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Patty M. from Vermont. Denise O., it's your turn to share, and then I'll take another name or two. Go ahead, Denise.
Hi, it's Denise O. in California, and I was moved to share this morning because, for me, this paragraph is so full of promises, and it makes me excited to get to this point in my recovery. Oh, I'm a compulsive overeater recovering. And, you know, just the first sentence, life will take on new meaning. That's so exciting to me. As somebody else said earlier, that, you know, I am naturally an isolator, and my disease has really, really liked that part of me. And so with this program, I am wanting to isolate less and less because of all these promises that are in this big book, and specifically in this paragraph, the promise of life taking on new meaning when I start to carry this message to other alcoholics. It's so exciting to me. I really look forward to it. I'm very close to being at that point. I have a terrific sponsor. I'm making outreach calls. And I feel like I'm slowly every day coming out of the darkness of relapse. I truly believe that's what is happening. And I'm excited to help others watch loneliness vanish, and to see a fellowship grow up around me, and have a host of friends. This is an experience I must not miss. I'm so excited about that. And then frequent contact with newcomers and with each other, that will become the bright spot of my life. What a paragraph full of beautiful promises. And I'm so grateful to be here this morning, and grateful to be a compulsive overeater this morning as well. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Denise O. from California. And I'll now take a couple names of people who would like to share on page 89, that second paragraph. Life will take on new meaning through one paragraph ending bright spot in our lives. Who would like to share? You haven't shared in the last couple days, I'll take your name. Press star one if you'd like to share. May I be heard? Oh, yes.
Yvonne A. in BC, Canada.
Yvonne A.
Vanessa G.
And Vanessa G. Very good. Go ahead, Yvonne. Thank you.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. It is so good to be here. And yes, in the silence, it's like, okay, Vaughn, push the buttons. I've been here for a while, but sometimes it's still hard to press that star one button. There are really no words that can express what this program has done for me and my life. And certainly, when I started out on this road, I had no idea what to expect whatsoever. I just wanted somebody to point me to the self-help path. Where could I get a book that showed me how to do this? I wanted to get thin. I didn't want to pay too much attention to the spiritual part of the program. And the thought that this fellowship would open up and welcome me in, it's like that, it wasn't even on my radar. I didn't particularly care or want to. And so it's so weird to say that today, because now the fellowship, the relationship I have with my higher power, those are the most important things in my life, because without those, I have nothing else. I don't have the relationship that I have with my family. I don't have the connection to the fellows that I do, the deep, meaningful friendships that I have made. And I find myself, I'm sure, back on a couch in front of a TV with who knows what in my hands, just completely removed from the reality of the world that is going on around me and how beautiful it is. Even in the challenges, there is so much kindness.
I think we lost you there, Yvonne. Press star one. Okay, maybe Yvonne had to, or maybe she's having technical difficulties. Vanessa G.
I'm back. Sorry, oh, I'm back. But I don't know where I got cut off, but all of a sudden I was being asked to put the conference call number back in, so lost you there. Anyways, this is beautiful. I definitely do not want to miss it. Just being part of this fellowship and here with all of you, almost every morning, listening to Recovery in Action has changed my life. And I can never go back from here, and that's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much. And sorry about that, Yvonne. Thank you for your beautiful share. Okay, Vanessa G., please share with us. You got a couple minutes to share. Star one, Vanessa.
Now I have a minute. But this is Vanessa G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. Just let me know when my time is up. Life will take on new meaning and the bright spot of our lives. When I came to OA, I didn't come for any other reason except for the fact that I needed to save my life. This time when I picked up the phone and I called InDivision, I was dying. And that made me willing to do, this program of action. But after I went through the steps, I realized that, the biggest thing that had been missing from my life was working with others in an intensive way, sponsoring others. And that probably is what kept me from really fully recovering. I don't know if my higher power chose me to be an overeater. I do know that there are, there were people in my family, at least, my auntie, who had to be buried in an oversized casket and pulled out of her bedroom after living there for years because she was so overrun with obesity. And yet, here I am. There's no reason why I should be here except for the fact that people worked with me and I've worked with others. Sponsorship is the answer. Sorry. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico, for sharing with us and everyone who shared. And we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Becca R. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
Hey, Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic, calling from Florida, but from Kentucky. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.